David Strzeski finally brought him down, but he picked up about 7 yards.
Yeah, he pushed right through that line. He was right. They were right there. He pushed right through, and he made that play for them. He got right over the line. He made the first down.
Warriors had it defended fairly well to start with. It looked like maybe they were going to stop it for a second, but they couldn't get
it
to
looked
him.
Like he had a little step up there, but he made it through, and he got past them.
Eagles have the field all spread out right now as Pagel's deep, and Pagel fakes the handoff and keeps it and is brought down that time by number 23, Gallett, for the Warriors, but he picks up about 3 on the play. We'll call it 2nd and 7 as the Eagles are marching down the field headed from north to south or left to right on our radio. They're down to about the 23-yard line. It's 2nd, about 7 at the 23-yard line. Pagel moves up under center this time with 2 backs deep behind him. Hands off to number 33. We've got a flag on the play as he hands off to number 33 that time. And Kyle Case and I can't see who the other player there is, but the initial call is it's going to be holding against the Eagles as he went through the line and was very close to getting a first down on that, but the flags came out real quick. He had only taken a couple steps into the line, and the flag came flying out. So
yeah, the officials saw that all go down. They were ready with the flags, and they saw that North Huron was just got holding.
Yep. So holding against the Eagles, we're going to march it back 10 yards from the spot. The spot was actually a couple yards behind the line of scrimmage, which is now going to back it up, and we're going to call it 2nd down. And about 18, maybe 2nd and about 18. It looks like.
Yeah, it looks like about that.
They're back outside the 30 to about the 33-yard line, and they've got to get down to about the 16 to have a first down. So it remains 2nd down as the Eagles are break their huddle and come to the line, spread the field wide. Pagel's by himself. We've got wideouts all over the field. Handoff to number 4 for the Eagles. Stone as he comes swinging through from the slot position there. And the Warriors are right there. Matt Kaczynski and Gallett come up out of the bottom of that pile, and they really had nothing to do with that play. Maybe got a yard or two. It's going to bring up a 3rd down and about 12, we'll call it. No, I take that back. How about 17? 3rd and about 17 as they're at the 32. I got to see my down marks of where we're going. So Eagles set up once again. They're spreading the field again. They have Pagel with Dorr in the backfield. Pagel's back to pass, throws the pass off quick to Stone. And it's a nice little pass play for him, but the Warriors were reading it quite well. Brandon Moore.
Down immediately after grabbing it.
Yeah, Brandon Moore and Matt Kaczynski are both right there immediately, but they picked up about 10 on the play, and we're going to bring up a 4th and 4 or 5. Now they got 4 on the scoreboard. I think they're being gracious. We've got a timeout. Oh, excuse me. That brings the first quarter to an end. First quarter comes to an end with the Decaville Eagles leading the North Huron Warriors 6-0. We'll go to a commercial break.
My name is Melissa Erdman, and I am with the Farmers Co-op in Kindy. We are the oldest locally owned co-op dating back since 1914. We have everything for your agricultural needs, including lumber, hardware, fuel, vehicle maintenance, feed, grain, and agronomy. We are the only co-op with a feed division. Our feed division has everything from pre-bagged to custom feeds. We have the ability to do feed sampling on your farm. We have just added another delivery truck to our fleet to better serve you. One great perk of buying feed or anything from our co-op is that you will receive patronage back on all your purchases. Please give us a call at 874-4200 or stop in to see us in downtown Kindy.
When you need radiator, heater, or air conditioning work done on your vehicle, come to the experts that have been serving the area for over 65 years. Kotick Radiator and Air Conditioning in Bad Axe. Kotick is the only radiator shop in the Thumb area. They service cars, trucks, semi-trucks, RVs, and all types of agricultural equipment. New and ReCore radiators, heaters, charge air coolers, oil and transmission coolers, head gaskets, and gas tank repair. Kotick Radiator also has a full-time mechanic performing all types of mechanical work.
Hi, I'm Gary Rachi. We also have a nice selection of reasonably priced used vehicles for sale, backed by a 30-day powertrain warranty. For your best deal, call Gary at 989-975-0909. That's 975-0909.
We're back at Deckerville to start the fourth quarter, and Hagel's pass is picked off by Kyle Case. Deckerville had a fourth and about four to go. Hagel had little choice but to throw it. It actually looked like he had a man open if he could have got it over, but Kyle Case kicked that off.
It looks like Kyle Case made up for that missed interception earlier in the game, and he wasn't going to let that happen again.
Nope. Picked it off, and actually, had he knocked it down, the Warriors probably would have gained 5 yards because it was fourth down, and they would have had the ball at about the 21. Instead, it's first and 10 at the 16 as Case picks that off on about the 5 and runs it back to the 16 where North Carolina take over first and 10. Kyle Case under center. In the backfield, we've got Strzeski and Moore. Case on the cornerback key. Oh, up the middle. And there he goes. The question is, can he outrun them?
He's going.
He's staying. Oh. Kyle Case ran down from behind by Govey. You could see Kyle running out of gas. He just didn't have enough speed.
He was powering down that field, but he was right on him. Deckerville was right on him, and it looks like he made down about the 10 line, so looks like they're going to have to be 10 and goal in here.
First and goal from the 10 for the Warriors is Kyle Case on a quarterback sneak, and that's all it was, quarterback sneak. But Deckerville was kind of spread, thinking they were going to run something to the outside, it looked like. Once he got by that line, once again, an eight-man football, somebody out of position, and away you go. And Kyle Case took it from the 20 to the 10 for the Warriors. Big running play as the Warriors are set up now, first and goal from the 10. Case under center. Hands off to Brandon Moore. Brandon Moore fighting hard, picks up two or three. Number 40 and number 69 for the Eagles are there. That's Fritsch and big Cody Mozoff as he picks up about, well, maybe we'll call it two, I guess. They didn't give him quite as much as I thought. It's going to be second and goal from the 8 now. Warriors are huddled, break the huddle, head to the line. Traditional formation, I formation, as Case moves up under center with Strzeski close and Moore deep in the backfield. At this point, Deckerville just crowding the line hard. See what happens. Brandon Moore once again takes it off the left side into the end zone. Touchdown, North Huron. Kyle Case hands off to Brandon Moore, and he gets nice blocking by the right side of that line and goes into the end zone. 8 yards. Touchdown, North Huron, with 10:50 to go in the third quarter. They'll line up for the conversion. See what the Warriors do, whether they try and kick or go for two. They, on any given play, they play it either way. We'll see what's going to happen. Looks like they're lining up for two-point conversion. Case is back in the shotgun with Moore on his right, Strzeski on his left. The snap. Case's pass complete to Brandon Moore. Oh.
One conversion is good.
It is good.
Yeah.
Stone had him dead, and Moore kind of planted, and Stone slipped on a wet grass, and down he went.
And he just walked right into the goal.
Yep, walked in. Nobody even touched him. It was no point at that point. So with 10:50 to go in the second quarter, the Warriors draw blood and go up against the Eagles 8-6. We're going to go to a 30-second commercial.
Your number one North Huron Warrior fans, Auto Owners Insurance and Albert Insurance of Port Hope and Harbor Beach is a winning combination. They'll work with you to insure your home, auto, business, and life to keep everything you value safe, sound, secure. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Call Albert Insurance Agency in Port Hope at 989-428-4113. Or in Harbor Beach at 989-479-0143 for all your insurance needs.
And we're back. here at Deckerville once again. And Adam, when we started off tonight, we said this should be a hard-fought, close, competitive game.
And it has been.